VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today here on VCY America. We have been warning you about a dangerous pandemic treaty being orchestrated by the World Health Organization. Now, we did avert that threat 1 year ago, but the threat is back in full force once again. And the amount of energy and forces and countries and world leaders that are behind this thing is intensifying. Coming up later this month, May 21st through the 30th, is the 76th World Health Assembly being held in Geneva, Switzerland. They are seeking to adopt proposed amendments to the international health regulations and would place the World Health Organization in control over the world. At present, it appears that the Biden administration is all in on this matter. But ladies and gentlemen, if the United States becomes party to this and a so-called health emergency is declared, you can say goodbye to your personal freedom. Say goodbye to your medical choices. Say goodbye to the sovereignty of our nation. Indeed, by signing on to this treaty, we would surrender our sovereignty to this international global body who wants to take control. They declare in the proposed health regulations on page 12, item 17, as the directing and coordination authority on global health and the leader of multilateral cooperation in global health governance, who, that is a World Health Organization, is fundamental to strengthening pandemic prevention, preparedness, response, and recovery of health systems. Joining us today as we discuss this, we welcome back Dr. Michelle Bachman, Dean of the School of Government at Regent University. She previously served in the Minnesota House, the Minnesota State Senate, then ran for Congress in 2006, won as the first Republican woman from Minnesota elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. She was reelected, served there for multiple years. Dr. Bachman, thank you for joining us here on Crosstalk.
Jim, thank you so much. It's always great to be with you and your audience.
You were last with us last May, and we've spoken with Matt Staver since at Liberty Council, but really due to the urgency of this matter and we're nearing this World Health Assembly, I really believe it's imperative we devote this program dealing with this matter. And as we look at this as a whole, we'll get down into some of the nitty-gritty, but Dr. Bachman, share with us your greatest concerns regarding this pandemic treaty. They're not calling it a treaty, but that's exactly what it is.
Well, that's right. There's actually two pathways that the Biden administration is trying to use to achieve the same goal, which is to give up U.S. sovereignty over health care and other decisions to the United Nations body that governs health care. That's the World Health Organization. So you have the United Nations. They deal with a number of issues, but the healthcare wing of the UN is called the WHO. And if the audience just thinks, Jim, about what the last 3 years were like of loss of freedom during the pandemic, that loss of freedom here in the United States happened because the President of the United States, Joe Biden, gave to himself emergency powers. And so he was able to just issue directives of never seen before things like landlords who couldn't evict tenants who weren't paying rent, or the U.S. Treasury voting out $5 and $6 trillion, paying people to stay home and not work, leading to this unprecedented level of inflation that we have today, or forcing people to wear masks on airplanes or masks in public places, or shutting down public schools or shutting down churches. We forget so quickly how difficult these 3 years were. What the Biden administration is hoping to do is to give that level of extraordinary emergency powers to the World Health Organization. So rather than Dr. Fauci telling us what to do, and then we try to appeal to our representatives, now we would lose all of that. And instead, all of the power over these healthcare decisions will go to the World Health Organization, and we would not have any avenue by which to appeal their decisions.
Friends, I hope you understand what Dr. Bachman just said there. I mean, we did see what happened on a national level. Your schools were closed. Your churches were closed. Businesses were told which ones are essential, which ones are not. Of course, all abortion chambers were open. We were told when we could go out, how many masks we needed to be wearing, and on the list goes. And that was with our own bureaucrats. But Dr. Bachman, as you point out, if we become party to this, we've got the World Health Organization calling the shots, no pun intended, but calling the shots for the entire world.
Well, that's right. And the World Health Organization is funded, number one, by the United States, but second by Bill Gates. And Bill Gates, and many people know him from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, he has been compromised and exposed for having personal interests in this whole issue. I won't go into that right now, but the third entity that funds the World Health Organization is the Communist Chinese government. And the Communist Chinese government is effectively seeking to use the World Health Organization as a means to be able to control nearly all people on Earth. It's no secret that the Communist Chinese seek to control the world. They've been on a quest to do this for decades. Now they're closer than ever before. And so the same way the Communist Chinese government controls their own people through tracking their own people, tracing their own people, through digital identities with their own people, they want to export that to all nations of the earth and force all of us, for instance, look at your phone right now, to have a QR code on your phone whereby each one of us would be assigned a digital identity. And we couldn't travel, we couldn't buy or sell. Our medical records would all be on a QR code on our phone, and we would then be surveilled and tracked and traced by this global entity, the World Health Organization, which would be primarily controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Some of the people listening right now, Dr. Bachman, would say you're just wearing a tinfoil hat here, but I'm going to go back to the B20 summit that was held last year in Indonesia.
Yes.
Here is a clip from this summit that really bears out. This is not some, a person with a conspiracy theory saying this. Here it is right from, and I believe this is from Indonesia itself. Here we go.
Let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO, if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the next World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
This is really outrageous. Number one, they're assuming, yes, indeed, there is the next pandemic. That's already assumed, Dr.
Yes.
Bachman.
Yes, that's right. And we've heard a number of people say that there will be another pandemic and we need to be prepared. Well, we didn't have a pandemic really for 100 years, the time of the Spanish flu. That was a global pandemic. And now we have the global pandemic with COVID, albeit some parts of the globe weren't hit that badly. A lot of African nations weren't hit that badly. Interestingly, China's main competitors globally, economic competitors were hit quite badly, but now we're hearing that they're planning for another pandemic. This is a very interesting clip. This clip came out the first week of November in 2022. Remember when we had the midterm election results? About 2 days after the midterm election results, the B20, which is the 20 largest businesses in the world, were meeting in Bali. This was right after the G20, the meeting of the 20 largest governments in the world. And he was very nonchalantly describing this, that we want to be ready for the next pandemic. And so at the next World Health Assembly, Jim, that's the basis of our conversation right now.
Yes.
He said, we already agreed. All of the G20 nations, all the big governments, we've already agreed we're going to put into place in this World Health Assembly this month, May of 2023, we're going to change the amendments at the Assembly to mandate and require that every person has to have a digital identity and they have a QR code. And if they are in compliance with what the World Health Organization says and the next pandemic comes, then we can move around. We can travel. Because remember, that's what happened. In order to be able to get on a ship or a plane or a train or a bus, you had to be able to show in many cases that you were vaccinated or you had to wear a mask or you had to show that you had been tested. That's exactly what this Indonesian health minister said has already been decided. And the countries have already agreed that they're going to change these amendments. And then that mandate will come to all people on earth. That's why we're having this conversation today. And that's proof positive exactly where they're attempting to go. So it isn't Michelle Bachmann saying it. It isn't Jim Schneider saying it. It is the health minister of Indonesia saying it at the global meeting of the G20 and the B20.
You know, this is just outrageous. And Dr. Bachmann, as you're talking about this aspect of the shot and this, in essence, a vaccination passport that would be mandated and that's already in the plans, that when you examine this document that they're voting on, it is the WHO. They would have the authority to determine what shots. They are the ones who will speed up the regulatory approval of drugs. They will determine where nations have to approve drugs, regardless whatever rules a nation may have or safeguards. They will be in the one of charging whatever safety or effectiveness. Doesn't matter. If they if they dictate it, we have to comply.
Yeah, that's right. And the World Health Organization traditionally has been an advisory-only body. The biggest, most dramatic amendment that would change later this month, if it gets approved, is that the World Health Organization would go from being advisory to mandatory, a regulatory body. So whatever their pronouncements are, those pronouncements would be legally binding on the nations who are members of the World Health Organization. Right now, 194 nations are members of the World Health Organization. That's about how many nations there are on Earth, about 200 nations on Earth. And so that is the proposal, that every nation will go along with these changes, and it is for the purpose of control, to have power and control over every person on earth. So we can't appeal to our representatives anymore. We couldn't even appeal to the Supreme Court. The power would be transformed or would be transferred to this United Nations international body known as the World Health Organization, and they would have the power to decide if our church is closed, what vaccinations we have to have or testing or any number of or lockdown. Any number of decisions.
Friends, we have a quick break here that we're going to take. Dr. Michelle Bachmann is with us here today. We're talking about this dangerous world pandemic treaty. The dates are drawing nigh for the World Health Organization coming together starting on May 21. We'll have more information after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how are stars formed?
Chris, evolutionists say that each star condensed out of interstellar clouds of gas. But think about it. How could this happen? Remember, space is a vacuum, and gas in a vacuum would be sucked out in all directions. How could this gas become so dense that it would collapse by its own gravity? The pressures pushing it out would far exceed the gravitational pressures inward. There have been a number of evolutionary suggestions to get the process started, but all of them start with stars in the beginning. They say that a nearby exploding star might send out a pulse of energy that would condense a cloud of gas. But the question is, where did the stars come from in the first place? Not how do stars in rare circumstances form other stars? The Bible says that God created stars on day 4 of creation week, and the evidence fits that back to Genesis truth.
This is Chris O'Brien. Thanks for going back to Genesis.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. We're talking about this dangerous world pandemic treaty that is coming up for discussion, vote, amendments on it, coming before the World Health Assembly being held in Geneva, Switzerland, May 21st through the 30th. Folks, that is this month this is taking place. Keep in mind, 1 year ago, this was averted at the Assembly. But friends, it's back in full force again, all fine-tuned. They've been holding meetings all throughout the year, putting together all their little secret agreements and different countries that are going to do this and do that. And friends, it's really at the demise of our Constitution, the demise of our sovereignty as a nation. And it's not if we're going to have another pandemic, it's when. Just before we get back to our guest here, I'd like to play another clip. This is a montage of clips that you're going to hear from Bill Gates as he was on CBS's 60 Minutes. You're going to hear the voice of Dr. Anthony Fauci. You're going to hear the voice of Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, who is the great promoter of the Great Reset. And again, it's not if there's another pandemic, it's already assumed to be coming. Let's listen in here.
So in the next 5 to 10 years, for the next pandemic, we'll solve all those problems.
You say the next pandemic, there will be another pandemic.
Absolutely. We don't know when. You know, the risk per year, 2%, 3%.
The next pandemic, and there will be one. There will absolutely be an outbreak of another pandemic.
We definitively will have to face other surprises, black swans, as they are called, maybe different kinds of viruses.
But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
There will be certainly what we call the black swans, the unpleasant surprises, which will come in our way.
Okay, Dr. Bachman, there we have Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, Klaus Schwab, all major players in this, all telling. I mean, some were saying, you know, back during COVID, in the next pandemic, within the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, that's right. And there are many people who have suggested that it was Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, and Klaus Schwab who may have been part of the architects who came up with COVID-19 through the gain-of-function research. We know the National Institutes of Health was doing funding of gain-of-function research. It was considered so dangerous during the years of Barack Obama, during his presidency, that research left North Carolina and went to the Wuhan Institute in China. That continued in Wuhan, and then apparently left the lab and traveled on. We still don't have all the answers as to what exactly happened. But here we have the same cast of characters telling us the reason why we have to have global controls put into place is because of the next pandemic. And they're certain there will be another one. Remember, it was 100 years between the last pandemic, the Spanish flu and COVID-19, which may have been a lab-created virus that was then unleashed upon the earth. We don't know what is happening in these labs. We don't know what the timing is, if these are actors who will be unleashing in this. But what we do know is the architecture is being proposed to be set up for world control and dominion over every nation on earth and over every individual on earth. And that is being done by the nations voluntarily giving up their sovereignty over healthcare to the healthcare arm of the United Nations. I don't know about you, but the last people on earth that I would trust with making decisions over my healthcare would be the World Health Organization under the arm of the United Nations.
Friends, you're listening to Crosstalk, and can I encourage you to have a sheet of paper handy, a pen or a pencil? We'll be providing you some phone numbers, some action points that you can take, so be ready to jot those numbers down. So we just want to give you that forewarning so you're ready to do that. Dr. Bachman, they're referring to this in that last clip, that montage we had. They're calling it a surprise outbreak. And I heard that. I thought, yeah, the world will be surprised, but the key players will not be surprised by this. And how close are we to this? We just saw fighting break out in Sudan. And they're concerned about the biological lab now that may be compromised. And what's going to come forth from this biological lab? I mean, we don't know. This could be the future outbreak that's going to take place. This pandemic treaty is all about gain of function as well.
I think we should all be shocked that the United States had biolabs in Sudan. The former Secretary of State, Victoria Nuland, had admitted that there were biolabs in Ukraine. We were told there were, there weren't, there was going back and forth. But why is this going on? Why biolabs? What is this about? But I think more than anything, what we need to know is who are the players who are advocating for the United States of America to give up sovereignty over healthcare issues to the UN? It's Bill Gates. It's Klaus Schwab. It's people like Anthony Fauci and now Joe Biden. These are not the people, in my opinion, that we should be listening to who have the best interests at heart for our freedom and our sovereignty. And I just want to remind everyone, we have the best example during the last 3 years of what it is like to live under the World Health Organization, because the World Health Organization already made recommendations throughout COVID, and our president, Joe Biden, adopted those recommendations, hook, line, and sinker, as though Congress passed them into law. Just realize Congress never passed laws on masking, on mandating vaccinations, on lockdowns, on shutting down schools for elementary schools. None of this ever happened, or shutting down mom-and-pop grocery stores. Congress didn't pass laws. This was the Center for Disease Control, and this was the World Health Organization that made recommendations. So we already know how devastating to our economy and our freedoms and to our personal health these decisions are under the World Health Organization. It would be far worse if they were given sole control and the United States was completely cut out of resisting what it is the World Health Organization tells us we have to do.
This would actually take what we've experienced over these last few years and really put it on steroids.
Yes, that's exactly right. But we don't have to go down that route. Mm-hmm. That's the blessing. Right now, the World Health Organization doesn't have that level of power. They're advisory only. But the Biden administration has done everything it can to get nations on board with giving up their sovereignty. And that's why we're embroiled right now in this big discussion. The number one discussion in D.C. right now is raising the debt ceiling. In other words, allowing Congress to borrow more money and print more money that it doesn't have. Well, what's the leverage? To me, the leverage should be that we will not raise the debt ceiling unless the President Biden gets us out of the World Health Organization. You know, President Trump did. He notified the WHO during the COVID pandemic. He saw how wrong and how bad the World Health Organization was. He notified them, the United States is leaving the WHO, and we're no longer going to fund you anymore. But it takes 1 year for a nation to get out of the WHO. President Trump didn't go back to the White House. So on the very first day that Joe Biden was inaugurated as our next president, he put the United States back into the World Health Organization, and he restored the funding for the World Health Organization. So he put us in, but we can get out. And that's what we need to tell our senators and our representatives and President Biden. We don't want to give up our sovereignty to the World Health Organization. In fact, what we want is to get the United States out of the World Health Organization and defund them. And one way to do that is to tie raising the debt ceiling to getting the U.S. out of the WHO and defunding them.
Friends, I'm going to provide you a phone number here to the Capitol switchboard. I'm going to actually give you two numbers. One is a House switchboard, one is a Senate. You can usually get through to either by this, but at least not everybody's calling the same number at the same time. You can reach the House Capitol Hill switchboard. The House switchboard is 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. The Senate switchboard is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. Now, if you're looking also, friends, if you want to go look at the direct number to your legislator's office, you can go to house.gov and senate.gov. Get that direct number as well as their district offices so that you can reach out to the district level as well as their D.C. number. Now, Dr. Bachman, if you're on the phone right now with your senator or your congressman, what would you say to them on this issue?
I would say to them that I need them to pay attention, and I need them to contact Speaker McCarthy and tell him to don't raise the debt ceiling unless Joe Biden agrees to get the United States out of the World Health Organization and defund it. That's what I would say, first of all. And then I would say, if that isn't going to happen, you've got to get the United States out of the World Health Organization, and you've got to defund it by any other means, and you've got to do it right away. Not one more dime of spending from the United States Capitol until the United States gets out of the World Health Organization. There's no second chance on this. Once our sovereignty is given to the World Health Organization, it will be impossible, absent a miracle, to ever get that sovereignty back. So this is the moment, and it's the urgency of the hour.
And again, friends, the number to your House member, 202-225-3121. Your two U.S. senators, 202-224-3121. You can demand that they get us out of the World Health Organization. Tie it into the negotiation. Folks, you may not know this, but Joe Biden had said, President Biden had indicated, no, we will not negotiate on this debt ceiling. And we had that from Karine Jean-Pierre as well. No negotiations. Well, guess what, folks? They are now going to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy. They have had a majority votes in the House to bring down spending limits, and they can put this as part of the negotiation as well to get us out of the World Health Organization, not allow us to be a signatory on this world pandemic treaty here, and it's vitally important to be in contact with them. Dr. Bachman, there's something else I want to point out. Excuse me. And you had mentioned that about President Trump taking us out of the WHO and so forth and the times involved with this. I'm looking at this pandemic treaty here, and yes, nations can withdraw. However, they can withdraw not until 2 years have gone by of this treaty. Once it's in force, they have to wait for 2 years before they can withdraw from the treaty as to give their notice. But once they give their notice, then they have to wait another year before they can actually get out of it. So once we sign on to this, we are bound by at least 3 years. You bring another president in who said we're going to get out of this, and he's going to have to wait for those years to go by before that can take place. Meanwhile, another person can come in and put us right back in again.
Well, let me tell you, I think if President Trump were to be president again, he would just notify the World Health Organization, we're out. Whatever your protocol is, we're out, and we're not going to fund you. Because that's what he did last time around.
Sure.
I have a good hunch he would do that again this time around and not be pushed around by these globalist types. But I just want to remind everyone, the phone number to call is 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Trust me, those calls make a huge difference. I've been in Congress. They make a huge difference.
We'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Crosstalk.
From film producer Dave Cristiano comes the Christian film, Always a Winner. It follows the challenges and conflicts faced by a girls' golf team at a Christian high school. Always a Winner unfolds many key themes on pride, arrogance, relationships, forgiveness, and standing for life.
You can't get an abortion. Yes, I can. No, you can't. have to. No, you don't. Baby was not very far along. The baby was a baby at conception. You can't kill your baby. Hannah, this is not your problem.
The 85-minute DVD, Always a Winner, is available for a donation of $18. And through May 31st, you may receive additional copies going to the same address for a donation of just $10 more for each additional copy. For Always a Winner, call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and with us today, Dr. Michelle Bachman, who is the Dean of the School of Government at Regent University. We're talking about this dangerous world pandemic treaty that is coming up by the World Health Organization at their World Health Assembly May 21st through the 30th, 2023, the 76th World Health Assembly. And friends, they're heading down a track that is, you know, it's got greased skids here. They're seeking in a very quick way to bring this about and really take control over the world. It's really about control in every aspect that control would be. And one of the things we also point out with this, Dr. Bachman, this would put the World Health Organization in charge of all pharmaceuticals of all nations. That, you know, if a nation manufactures them, no, you can't use this for your own. You need to ship this to this country instead. They would be really in charge of even the supply chain.
They would be. What they're seeking is redistribution of wealth. They call it inclusion, equity, diversity.
Yes.
And so what they want is for the richer, more wealthy nations to manufacture drugs or pathogens. They want them to hand over their research and development, the genome sequencing, hand all of that over so that the World Health Organization would own it. And then the World Health Organization would decide who gets these drugs. So even though they're manufactured in the United States, they may not be allowed to U.S. citizens. They may be sent over to communist China for distribution. We don't know, but that's what's so bizarre. Why in the world would we trust that one voice, one single decision maker, why would we presume that they would make the right decision for every person on earth 100% of the time? That never happens. Take a look just in the United States. We have trial lawyers. We have medical malpractice because the right decision isn't made every time. So if this happens, we would have nowhere to go for adverse reactions to any matter from a health perspective. We couldn't appeal to anyone because it is an international organization that is dominated by the Communist Chinese Party. And remember, don't forget, the number one identified enemy of the Communist Chinese is America. They seek the defeat of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Why would President Biden seek to empower an organization run by the Communist Chinese whose goal is to defeat the United States? This makes no rational sense. And that's why we have got to make sure that our senators and our representatives plead with Joe Biden. And we have to make sure that by pleading, they don't give him one more dime of money or any agreement on any issue until he pulls us out of the World Health Organization and completely defunds them.
Friends, let me play another clip here. This is from Tedros Ghebreyesus, who heads the World Health Organization, as it relates to this treaty.
The international health regulations do not give WHO power to dictate health policy to any country. Neither will this accord give WHO power to dictate policy to any country. This accord or agreement will be an agreement by countries. WHO's role would be to help implement the accord that countries agree. An accord that captures all the challenges we have faced during this pandemic is essential for making sure that the world does not repeat the mistakes that were made in this pandemic. If we repeat the same mistakes, I don't think we will forgive ourselves, and our children and grandchildren will not forgive.
Now, here he is gaslighting the world with that statement because he's saying, no, we're not going to take your sovereignty. This is not us calling. This is nations coming together. We're just coming alongside to facilitate those nations. We can't believe that for a moment.
No, Dr. Tedros was just re-upped for another 5 years. So we know who the acting general will be of the World Health Organization. This failed controversial communist from Ethiopia, who's essentially a puppet of the Communist Chinese Party. He's talking out of two sides of his mouth,
mm-hmm.
because you need to look at the documents and the amendments,
yes.
and the proposed pandemic treaty. When you look at the language of what they're proposing, the language gives up national sovereignty to the World Health Organization. The last person I would trust on anything is this Dr. Tedros. That's his first name, Tedros, from Ethiopia. So he is the one who made a lot of the mistakes during the last pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And so we certainly wouldn't want to empower this person who's not answering to us. He's answering to the Communist Chinese.
Friends, our phone number here to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. We'll take your questions for Dr. Bachman or your brief comment, 1-800-733-9829. Let me repeat the numbers to Capitol Hill. There's two switchboards that go in, but one at the main Senate switchboard, the main House switchboard, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121, as well as 202-225-3121. You may go to senate.gov, house.gov, go to their website, you'll find, you get your direct number to your legislator, to your congressman, to your senator, as well as you'll see their district office as well, and to certainly flood their lines with calls from concerned individuals all across the nation. They need to hear from you today. We see in this document, friends, I'm just, tired of hearing these words, diversity, equity, inclusion. It has just gone off the rails in this country. But Dr. Bachman, if we sign on to this, it will be like we've not seen anything on this issue, because as I go through this document, all throughout it, you see diversity and equity, words like sustainability. I mean, this is really a forerunner to the Great Reset, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it is the empowerment document that empowers global communism.
Yes.
If you want a bottom line, that's what this document does. It disempowers the nations of the world who were living under a sense of freedom, and instead it puts chains on these countries that were based on freedom, and then we become servants of the global communist movement. That's what these evil geniuses wanted from the very beginning, but usually people could see through it. What's very strange now is that the mainstream media has gone silent, and the social media has gone silent. Facebook, Google, these various social media companies, they are calling disinformation.
Yes.
What is actually these primary source documents revealing what these people want to do. And that's why I'm so grateful for your show, so that you can tell people. There's various sites out there that your listeners could go to. Exit the WHO, WHO.com or .org. Stop the WHO.com or .org. There's various sites out there. And then you can just click on the amendments or the proposed pandemic treaty. There's two tracks that the Biden administration wants to succeed by. One is the Global Pandemic Treaty. One is by offering these amendments in Geneva, Switzerland. But the results are the same. The results are to hand away our freedom and instead adopt basically global communism.
Again, friends, the websites exitthewho.com or .org and stopthewho.com. or .org. Let's go to phone lines here. We're going to begin with Greg calling in from Bloomington, Illinois. Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. Your guest is right on with what she's saying, and many of the topics that you've had over the last, several months, years, shows how in dire straits we are.
Yes.
Obviously, we need the Lord, but a lot of this isn't going to matter unless we get a handle on our elections and make sure that there's no cheating, because I believe the last election was lost because of cheating. And if we don't get a handle on this, the only other way that we're going to get any satisfactory results is if God himself interacts. So got to get a handle on this election.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to my call. Thank you.
Sure. Any comment, Doctor?
Amen. And I would encourage people to read Psalms chapter 1 and Psalms chapter 2. God will take care of the wicked. Hmm. Vengeance doesn't belong to us. So we recognize that he is number one and he is holy, and we cry out to God in all of this. But we also recognize that this is real. This was predicted in the Bible that a one-world government will come. But we're told to occupy until he comes with salt and light. And so we're not supposed to just sit back and let it happen and let an antichrist beast system come into the world. We're to resist. We're to push back. That doesn't mean we're violent and that we take guns and we start shooting people. We don't do that. But what we're supposed to do right now in this moment is use our prayer voice, but also use our action steps. So because we still live in a free country, we use the mechanisms of freedom. And for those who can have input on the elections, the biggest problem in elections today is mail-in balloting. That's where the crux of the cheating comes from. There's a whole bag of fraudulent tricks that are deployed, but mail-in balloting is the chief among them.
Let's go to Ralph in South Dakota. Ralph, you're on the air.
Very good points on the previous caller. I guess what I called about is I'd like Michelle's opinion on, number one, I have come to believe that Joe Biden is not going to give on this negotiation because he feels like, you know, if the country defaults, that's what they want to do, is bring our economy down, for one thing. And number two, If he gets everything he wants, okay, he's got everything you've been talking about. And secondly, I believe Joe Biden is simply China's puppet, and there are people behind the scenes, you know, telling him what to do, and he's just not capable of being president. So.
Ralph, thank you for your comments there. So this matter of we understand that the White House has invited Kevin McCarthy now to come for negotiations on this issue. Sadly, that, you know, many are echoing the comments here from our caller from South Dakota that they believe that there are those in power that are really trying to bring this nation down. But and we do bring this nation down if we surrender our sovereignty, Dr. Bachman.
Well, you're right, and no one administration could be wrong as many times as the Biden administration has been wrong. You'd have to be right once in a while. So when you look at the kind of country that we had before the pandemic, on every metric, the United States was at the top of its game. That was during the Trump years. We never had more successful outcomes and policies and an economy than during those years. How could it be possible? It could only be intentional destruction. And I think if you look at all of the decisions that have been made during these Biden years, this is intentional destruction, from my perspective, meant to bring down the United States government. But then you have to ask yourself, who has benefited? In almost every instance, you'd have to say the communist Chinese government are the ones who have benefited. And look at all of the evidence that there is from the Biden family and how they have appeared to have been on the take from the Chinese Communist Party. That is a terrible wrong, but our Justice Department refuses to look at the obvious.
Yes, indeed. A quick break. Callers, stay in line. Our lines are packed. We'll get to your calls here coming up after the break. Dr. Michelle Bachman is with us today. And if you missed the numbers to the switchboards that take us to the House and the Senate, stay with us. We'll be giving those numbers again. You're listening to Crosstalk on the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Recently, I had on two members of the South Dakota State Legislature, a rancher, and Margaret Byfield, who's an expert on the confiscation of America's farmland by the cultural Marxists, the globalists, those committed to the Great Reset of Klaus Schwab, which is a coalition of big government and big business. South Dakota is, well, on the firing line of protecting private property rights. But this is going on in many states, so pay attention. What's it about in South Dakota right now? Putting down pipe to capture carbon, a carbon pipeline. And they're trying to use eminent domain to take the property of about 200 farmers. There are many problems with this. Not only the issue foremost of private property, but then the danger of these pipelines. Not to mention, this is a gigantic scam on the taxpayer, and it needs to be exposed. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and friends, again, we want to mention this World Assembly, the World Health Assembly, coming up this month, May 21st through the 30th, the 76th World Health Assembly. It's going to be held in Geneva, Switzerland, and parties from around the world are coming together to discuss their amendments and putting together this pandemic treaty. Folks, number one, be praying on this. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Number two, to make your calls. As Dr. Bachman indicated, we are to be salt and light. Scripture doesn't say if this happens, then you can stop being salt and light. No, it's required of stewards that a man be found faithful. Let's be faithful through this. You can reach out to your members of the House. Use either switchboard 202-225-3121. Senate switchboard 202-224-3121. Let's get right back to the phone lines. Merle in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Jim, three quick things. They don't have to worry about hiding anything anymore because they control the elections. Secondly, Sinem of Arizona, Loomis of Wyoming. A week and a half to go, Bill 884 was introduced to the U.S. Senate that everybody in America would get a digital ID. Thirdly, I'm very concerned that if it does come down to a number that we cannot buy or sell, that millions will take the number because they were told we won't be here when that happens. And God help us all.
Well, thank you. God help us all indeed. And here's your opportunity, certainly, to remember this in prayer and to get engaged in the process. We have Pastor Paul calling from Grafton, West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. With so little time to act and so important this issue is, I'm a pastor who's desperate to get a copy of this CD of today's broadcast so that I can play it to my congregation as soon as possible. I'm sure there probably are other pastors the same way. So however that can be facilitated, I'd be interested in it.
Pastor Paul, within just a couple hours from now, it will be up on our website, crosstalkamerica.com. And that's free to take that audio and you know, share it with others. And if everybody would do just that, if you'd like to get a hard copy, a CD copy, you can call our switchboard. We make every Crosstalk program available, just a donation of $6 to cover our duplication and postage expense. But that's another way that you can get the hard CD copy. But it should be posted up on our website, crosstalkamerica.com, within just a few hours from now. And then just take that link and spread it far and wide.
Okay, call back after the show to get the CD.
Oh, the CD, you call this number, 1-800-729-9829.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Dr. Bachman, this is really something the former host here, Vic Eliason, before the Lord called him home, had this expression, call 10 friends, call 10 friends. That's really what people need to do. Take the information that they're learning today, call 10 other people to inform them as well.
And today you can call 10 friends. If you've got Facebook, you can go and put up this link to this show on Facebook. Or you could go, you could tell people to go to the website exitthewho.com or exitthewho.org or exit.
Stop the Who.
Stopthewho.com and stopthewho.org. There's 10 reasons to oppose it, citing the articles in the document. So the original amendments are there. You can click them. The proposed treaty is there. You can click on that. So all of the materials are there, but also there's simplification where it's just 10 reasons to oppose
right,
it too.
Right.
So people don't necessarily want complicated. They just want to know what is the real problem here and what can I do about it. And please call these phone numbers. You don't have to get into a long discussion. Just say, get the United States out of the World Health Organization, defund them, and please tell Speaker Kevin McCarthy, tie raising the debt ceiling to getting the United States out of the World Health Organization.
Let's go to Laura in South Dakota. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim, for taking my call, and thank you, Dr. Michelle Bachman. I wanted to touch on the comment regarding spiritual warfare. It truly is, you know, the way God wrote that there is nothing new under the sun, and my people die for lack of knowledge. I'd also like to point out, being bred, born, and raised in South Dakota all these years, regarding China and the Deadwood series. It was very popular. And when you look back on that, China's been in South Dakota for a long time. Al Swearengen threw his enemies to the pigs. There's a reason why God says don't eat pork.
Well, okay, you're taking this a different direction here, Laurel, and sorry, we're going to move on here. Lauren in Los Angeles, California, you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you for Michelle and for James giving this information today. And one of the questions I've continually been having inside my head is, since this has been going on for well over a year, and there was so much talk a year ago among people in the media that it kind of disrupted the globalist plans, from what I understand, and so they sort of slow-walked things a little bit back. But now they're coming together, as you say, the end of this month, the WHO, the meeting in the end of May.
Right.
Why are American senators and representatives not being more vocal and coming together as a group of senators, a group of representatives, to the media, to the American public, exposing this and exposing how Joe Biden regime is trying to essentially upend America? Here's a perfect example as to that he's actually trying to do that.
Lauren, forgive me. I'm going to have to cut you off because we're down to just a minute. But I do want to tell you there are senators and congressmen that are doing this. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is one of those. And Mrs. Blackburn and Mr. Braun and Britt and Cotton and Cruz and Grassley and others who have signed on to legislation to stop this. But Dr. Bachman, your comment here to our listener.
Well, and Andy Biggin, the House of Representatives,
yes,
has H.R.
Yes.
79, which is a great bill to get the United States out of the World Health Organization. But I'll also tell you, they're very busy, and most of them don't know what this threat is. The only way to stop this is to get the United States out of the World Health Organization. That's it, and it's got to be done quickly.
Friend, thank you for the call. We're down to a quarter of a minute, and friends, that's enough time to give you the phone numbers. The House switchboard, 202-225-3121. The Senate, 202-224-3121. Dr. Bachman, thank you so much for your research, your information, and informing our listeners on this very dangerous proposal.
Thank you, Jim, and to your great audience for praying and taking action.
Friends, just a reminder, within just a few hours, this is going to be posted on our website. Take the link, share it with others, get it out there. And if you do need a hard copy CD, just reach out to our switchboard here, 1-800-729-9829. Remember, friends, keep your eyes on the Lord. He is in control. God bless you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.